Eating every day has become a challenge for people like Eriston, a former prisoner who lives on the streets of Rio de Janeiro. Surviving here the past year, he says, has been a challenge.
Since the beginning of the pandemic, the streets are very crowded and everything has become very difficult. Now no one stops here to help us. There are a lot of people dying because they couldn't get emergency aid.
The impact of COVID-19 has devastated Brazil. Almost 600,000 people have lost their lives and millions have been forced into poverty amid rising food prices and unemployment. Researchers say at least 19 million Brazilians are struggling for food. And recent images of people scavenging animal carcasses for scraps of food have shocked the country, as the difficulties people are facing each day sink in.
I've taken meat from the truck many times. We take the meat and are happy. But now there's a lot of demand because everyone has caught on to it. They're either taking it from the truck or straight from the supermarket.
At the beginning of the pandemic, Brazil's president Jair Bolsonaro campaigned against lockdowns, saying hunger was worse than COVID-19. That's why last year, the government distributed emergency cash handouts to help families and businesses. But this year, government aid has been dramatically scaled back.
Bolsonaro's problem is that, on the one hand, he has a very new liberal minister of economics that does not want to spend, does not want to provide direct help for the population. Bolsonaro always campaigned against the program. So he would say that Bolsa Família was an immediate help, that Lula and the politicians from the Workers' Party, from PT, used to buy people's votes, to buy people's goodwill, right? So as an assistentialist program that would keep people from working, there's an ideological barrier there.
At this soup kitchen in Rio, hundreds of people are showing every day to receive a meal. They're in desperate need of help.
I was working, I had a job, I rented an apartment and I was able to pay the rent. I worked and earned a salary every month. Then the pandemic came, I lost my job, I couldn't pay my rent anymore.
Volunteers in this soup kitchen say most of those coming here face a similar situation. They have lost their jobs and cannot afford to pay a rent anymore. 20 years ago, Brazil became a success story when government programs pushed millions of people out of poverty. Now, it's an example of the government's inability to deal with the consequences of COVID-19. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera.